Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back at 34 After. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure to be with you. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget all the other things you can do there at Small Business Heaven, jbsba.com. Hundreds of articles, thousands of archives, hundreds of Brain Trust members. Lots of good stuff there if you're a small business owner or want to be, or if you work for a small business. I think you'll find some things that, there that will help you. If you're an employee, one of those really great people in America, one of the millions, tens of millions of small business owners who work for small business employees, you're our heroes too. Michael Pappas is with us right now, ladies and gentlemen. He's someone that I've known for a while, but I'm introducing you to him for the first time today. He's the Associate Administrator of the Office of Field Operations at the SBA. And in a second, we're going to get him to tell us what that means. Mike, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Jim.
Good to have you here. We've known each other for a while, but we've taken too long to get you on the show, and I'm glad you're here.
Well, great to be with you.
Okay, tell us what an Associate Administrator of the Office of Field Operations at the SBA does.
Well, on a day-to-day basis, my role is to supervise directly the 10 regional administrators that make up the senior managers of the field operations for the SBA, and they in turn supervise district directors, which are career employees mm-hmm. that supervise the SBA operation in smaller geographic areas within the regions. There's 68 district offices, therefore 68 district directors.
At least one in every state.
That's right. And they are responsible on a day-to-day basis for the implementation of the myriad programs of the SBA.
All right. And all those guys work for you. And you work for the guy who was here about an hour and a half ago,
That's
Hector
correct.
Barreto.
That's correct.
The fearless leader of the SBA.
That's right.
And, okay, now let's talk about, you mentioned programs. Folks, one of the things that I think is, that's come to my attention of late, and that is and I guess I probably knew this, I just hadn't really landed on it for very long, is how really little the rank-and-file small business owner knows about what the SBA does and can do for them. I've been trying to get that across, but I thought it'd be good for Mike to join us and talk about, let's break this down right all the way down into regions, all the way down into your town, your hometown, and find out what they do. You mentioned some of the programs. Talk to us, run through a couple of those, and then we'll land on a couple of them and get into them.
Our most famous program is our guaranteed lending program. We don't give direct loans any longer for business startups or growing of businesses. We have a partnership with banks. Many of your listeners may drive through a town and see a banner on a bank that says preferred SBA lender or SBA lender. Well, that means that there is a partnership between that bank and the SBA. They have agreed to participate in our program, and that could benefit some men and women who want to start a business or grow a business that may need a little enhancement, and that really is what it is viewed. The guarantee basically means that if a borrower defaults on their loan after any assets are liquidated, the unpaid balance the unpaid balance is basically shared by the borrower and the SBA. The federal mm-hmm. government could pay anywhere from 50% to 85% of that unpaid balance mm-hmm. to the bank, and then the bank would basically have a loss of anywhere from 15% to 50% of that unpaid balance.
Right.
And that is viewed by many lenders as an enhancement that may prompt them to extend that credit, extend that financing to someone that they wouldn't ordinarily do so on their own.
Absolutely. I've seen it many times before where somebody, the bank wanted to make the loan. They felt that the people were worthy. But folks, in today's banking reality, there's regulations that literally preclude certain elements of risk for a bank all by themselves. And if they do that, if they go beyond that, then they can actually hurt themselves with their own regulators. But there is this band of risk that fits with a bank and the SBA. You know, we talked in the previous segment, Mike, we talked to Lynn Connolly about strategic alliances. The SBA guaranteed programs and the lending institutions, banks and some finance companies, those are strategic alliances.
Correct.
To help small businesses who need this, who fit in that category, to get those the capital that they need.
That's right. And one other statistic that might be interesting, nationwide we find anywhere from 27% to 30%, and even that statistic holds true district by district, region by region, that 27% to 30% of our guaranteed loans are to startups.
Right.
And many banks, as their own policy,
right,
have as a policy no startup financing. So those people receive financing may not be able to without the SBA.
Absolutely. And for that, the world is a better place. 22, we're going to be right back with our new friend, our good friend, actually, Michael. Your new friend and my old friend, Michael Pappas, Associate Administrator of Field Operations at the SBA. 22, stay with us. Back, it's 17-2. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm in Orlando, Florida, whooping it up with about 3,000 other entrepreneurs, pilgrims, I call us. We're down here for our annual pilgrimage for Small Business Week. This is the place that the SBA took their SBA 2004 Expo on the road. First time in 50 years that the Expo's left Washington, D.C. That the SBA's left Washington, D.C. for their annual Small Business Conference, and it's a lot of fun. We're having a lot of fun here, and I've got two fun-filled days more of work to do. And let me remind you, folks, coming up in the show straight ahead, in the next show, tomorrow, you're not going to want to miss this, because for the seventh year in a row, I'm introducing you and the world to the top four small business people of the year. Mike Pappas, this is my favorite day of the year, because I get four bright-eyed, excited, amazed, humbled, but inspirational stories in front of me from these people who've just been found out that they're the top four winners, top four small business owners of the country. And then it's just so much fun, and to see them, to be in front of them, and I appreciate you guys making that possibility available for me.
Well, it's remarkable, the stories, as you've said, and you can probably speak about that for hours, the people that you've met, but certainly myself in the few years I've been with the SBA, and the honor that people feel that is bestowed upon them. Many of them have never been recognized for any reason.
That's right.
And to be recognized at a national level, at a national conference, and to get the kind of attention that they've received, they deserve it. They are really the heroes of our country. The small business sector of our economy is the part that's growing the most. That's really the backbone of our country's economy. And they deserve the kind of recognition that you're affording them tomorrow.
Well, and that you guys are giving them today, and because that's happening today at lunch.
Yes, that's
you're
right. Going
to be announcing those four. And by the way, folks, that's four out of 53, counting D.C., Guam, and Puerto Rico. The 53 are going to be selected. But there are 120 winners. There are procurement winners. There's the advocate winners. There are the Phoenix winners. There's so many different categories of small business owners that are being recognized, 120 or so altogether. It's an exciting time. And, of course, I mentioned earlier all the different things that are happening today and tomorrow. Mike, let's get back into your job, though, as Associate Administrator of Office in the Office of Field Operations. If someone wanted to contact the SBA in their local area, how would they do that?
Well, they can certainly go to a phone book, the Blue Pages, and look for the U.S. Small Business Administration. There's, as we said earlier, at least one in every state. Some states there are more than one. You can go to our website, www.sba.gov, and get more information than you can imagine, but there's also a spot where you can click onto your state and get the telephone number locally. They're each a local office, district, or regional office. They also have their own websites with the contact information, so it's pretty easy to get to. The other option that you have is just call our 1-800 number, 1-800-U, the letter U, ASK-SBA, 1-800-U-ASK-SBA.
Right.
And again, that
they'll give them the local district office if that's what they want.
That's correct. They can also send them a brochure that is produced from that local district office, send it in the mail, and so there's telephone, web, and certainly through direct mail.
But let's point out that if it's a loan that they're looking for, some kind of capital issue, the SBA is not the first point of contact.
That's
your
correct.
Local bank.
That's right.
Or a lending institution, because you guys also work with some finance companies.
That's correct. We always tell people, go to the bank that you have a relationship with first. Very likely they are a participating lender. And if there are other financial institutions, or we have many non-bank lenders that you referred to that are an important part of our network of lenders. And whether it's for the loans that we talked about, startup or working capital loans, mm-hmm. but we also have a 504 loan program, which is for fixed assets or real estate, longer term, and might be a better fit for the need of that particular small business person.
That's what I have. Several years ago, I got a real estate loan through the SBA many, many years ago. Now, the first one, the first program is a 7A?
Correct.
7A, that's the regular 80% guaranteed, SBA guaranteed.
Yes.
But the money comes from the bank, folks.
That's right.
Go to the bank first. Right. And the 504 is the real estate fixed asset
correct.
Type of thing. That's, is that equipment? Does that include equipment?
It could be equipment.
Like machinery, that kind of thing?
Right. Up to 20 years.
Okay.
Term, so.
And the interest rates are set by the bank. The loan's managed by the bank.
That's right.
Or the lending institution. And the SBA just guarantees it, but you guys are involved in the process,
yes.
in the approval process.
Yes, and we've made some changes. The administrator has led, Hector Bredo has led a change to the SBA where we've removed some of what we refer to as a backroom function from the district offices, centralized it in these centralized processing centers with our own employees, and we've actually seen the time within which a loan would be processed or on the other end, a liquidation, reduced significantly. And that's because those employees are entirely focused on that particular function. In district office, you in many instances have to be a jack or a jane of all trades.
Right.
You have to be able to do a little of everything. So people who had a loan processing function for those loans that are still processed by the SBA, they can get pulled. But centralization really has helped and reduced that time, made the banks more competitive with one another.
Because they have to be.
A customer wants an answer quickly,
mm-hmm.
and they will shop around to where they can get an answer quickly. And so we really have just followed the best practices of many banks from the private sector that have done centralization and found it much more efficient.
And I will remind you folks that this is not a grant, it's a loan. You do have to meet certain credit requirements, and this is, I mean, if you're a deadbeat, nobody's going to loan you any money. But if you just need a little leg up, if you need a little bit of help, then but check it out. Find out about this program. It's a great program. From personal experience, folks, I'll tell you that the SBA's got some resources out there you want to check on. We've got some more to come with our good friend Mike Pappas, Associate Administrator at the SBA. It's 10 Till. Stay with us. Back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me today. It's been a lot of fun already. We still got one more segment to go, though, so don't go away. Michael Pappas is still with us. Mike is Associate Administrator of Field Operations, the Office of Field Operations at the U.S. Small Business Administration. And, Mike, you manage the folks who manage the hinterlands, the flyover America, out there where the rubber meets the road, where small businesses are all over this country. And one of the things that's happening, we talked about this a little bit earlier today and a little bit yesterday, but I like talking about it because I think it's one of the most important things the SBA has done since loan guarantees, I guess I'll say, and that is the business matchmaking. And one of the reasons why I wanted to bring it up while you're here is because the business matchmaking is happening primarily in your districts, out in the field.
Yeah. Again, to Hector Barreto, our administrator's credit, the SBA traditionally had done one procurement matchmaking event in Washington, D.C. every May, in bringing federal agencies together and asking small businessmen and women to come to Washington. And he decided to change that. So we have had a series of business matchmaking events throughout the United States. This one today is in Orlando, Florida. There's one in August in Philadelphia planned. They've been in Birmingham, they've been in Chicago and in Anaheim and Houston, mm-hmm. other places I just can't recall.
I think it was one in Albuquerque, too.
I think that's correct. Mm-hmm. And we've invited federal agencies, but we've also invited larger corporations.
Contractors.
And we have had an incredible success. We have, instead of just had a large exhibit hall, we've actually asked people to go online and complete a profile. What, if you're a small business person, what good or service are you trying to sell? And try to actually match those and schedule actual appointments between that small business person and the procurement official from that agency or that company. It's been remarkable.
Yeah, it has been. And see, my audience has been introduced this week, actually, but other times as well, to people who have actually had success in these matchmaking events. I also introduced them about a year ago to somebody who was at the conference that I was broadcasting from, at the business matchmaking event that I had actually gone down to broadcast at. And when I said, what are you doing here? They said, well, I'm here to learn. I'm here to have real meetings, but I plan to do well here today. But this is really a test run for the next one I'm going to, which is near my home. This person actually traveled out to another place to sort of do a shakedown cruise in preparation for the matchmaking event that was going to be near them in about 3 months.
It's really made an incredible difference. I think it has made the SBA much more relevant to those that maybe don't need a loan, may not need the technical assistance, although we think everybody at some point in their business life could use technical assistance, training or counseling. By SBDC, Small Business Development Centers, SCORE, the Service Corps of Retired mm-hmm. Executives, or the Women's Business Centers, but just a tremendous opportunity for people to get their foot in the door.
Another, one more quick thing on the matchmaking, and then I want to get to those technical assistance that you mentioned, and that is there's a training program that you guys are putting on in the districts. Prior to, what is it, a week or a month or something?
I think it's
prior,
a month or so.
Prior to the matchmaking event being there, you bring these prospective participants in and let them know what they're going to be up against. And I think that's a great addition.
Yeah, it's so important. There's, as you said, so many small business persons, they run their business and they really don't know where to begin, how to approach, what preparation, what documents, what should all of those things entail or handouts. And it provides a training so they understand what are the procurement officials looking for mm-hmm. to make that appointment that mm-hmm. we are going to schedule for them much more meaningful.
That they would not have gotten, perhaps, if it hadn't been for matchmaking. We got about a minute, about 45 seconds. Pick out your favorite technical assistance. pick out, which child do you love the most?
Well, I have to say SCORE, the yeah. Service Corps of Retired Executives. Yeah. They are volunteers, men and women who are retired business owners and professionals who volunteer their time right. out of the goodness of their heart because they know that they have been mentored and they want to share their life experience, both their successes and their challenges and their failures, to others that are starting out. So because they're volunteers, I may put them a peg or two above.
And you can find out about them at SBA.gov. But right. also, I know the Chambers of Commerce know where those SCORE guys are, too.
Chambers of Commerce, NFIB, yeah. there's so many partners.
Small Business Development Centers as well, folks. There's one near you. Mike Pappas, thanks for being here today. Thanks for all you do for small business.
Thank you.
Michael Pappas, ladies and gentlemen, the Associate Administrator for the Office of Field Operations at the SBA. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes. Small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. And remember today, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program really is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.